To the US now, where the FBI has handed over its report into Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh to US senators. Kavanaugh is facing several allegations of sexual assault and misconduct. He has denied any wrongdoing. The White House has also received a copy of the report, and a spokesman says they are fully confident the Senate will endorse Kavanaugh as a Supreme Court judge. Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell has called for a preliminary vote to take place on Friday, with a final vote possible for Saturday.
This is now the seventh time the FBI has looked into Judge Kavanaugh's background. And this information comes on top of what was already been one of the most thorough and most exhaustive Senate reviews of any Supreme Court nominee in the entire history of our country. There'll be plenty of time for members to review and be briefed on the supplemental material before a Friday cloture vote. So I'm filing cloture on Judge Kavanaugh's nomination this evening so the process can move forward.
Let's get more from Simon Marks, who joins us from Washington. Simon, the White House have already received a copy of the report. They don't seem particularly worried about this. Do we have any idea what this report contains? And are you surprised that it's come together so quickly?
Well, they say there at the White House that they are not concerned about this, that the report contains absolutely no corroboration of the allegations that have been made by various women against Brett Kavanaugh. And they took the rather unusual step of putting a statement out at 2:30 in the morning to say that they'd reviewed the documents, they had transmitted a summary of them to senators, and were, over the course of the next few hours, members of the Senate, both Republicans and Democrats, in hour-long increments, will get their opportunity to look at these FBI documents themselves. We know that the FBI contacted 10 witnesses and interviewed 9 of them. They reportedly include Deborah Ramirez, the second woman who made accusations against Judge Kavanaugh, but not a third woman, Julie Swetnick. And there are scores of potential interviewees who say they were never contacted by the agency, and they are disappointed that the speed and the limited scope of this inquiry means that they were unable to provide the FBI with what they say could be valuable evidence that would allow the senators to reach their judgment about Brett Kavanaugh's character. But look, the White House has put this on the fast track, the fastest track it can, to trying to get Brett Kavanaugh confirmed and sent to the Supreme Court. And you heard Mitch McConnell, the Republicans' leader in the US Senate there, saying he wants to begin the votes by the end of the week with the final vote, he hopes, taking place over the weekend.
Indeed, the Republicans seem keen for this to move ahead as quickly as possible. But what happens if the judge's nomination doesn't go through? What are the options available then?
Well, so let's be clear. Brett Kavanaugh's fate lies in the hands of 4 or 5 members of the Senate, a couple of Democrats and 3 key Republicans, all of them wavering. We don't know if they're going to vote yes or they're going to vote no. And the Senate is so evenly divided that the White House has got to try and make sure that it secures as many of those 5 votes as possible in order to put Brett Kavanaugh on the court. So these are extraordinarily fraught hours for the White House, no matter how much an ocean of calm it seeks to communicate. If Brett Kavanaugh doesn't have the votes, if his nomination ends up being sunk by opponents who say, look, he just doesn't have the qualifications or the character necessary for the US Supreme Court, then the White House has got 2 choices. They either go back to the drawing board, find another nominee, and begin the process all over again. That's a very lengthy process, and almost certainly it could not happen in ahead of next month's midterm elections here in the United States. Or there is another theory that says, well, they could re-nominate Brett Kavanaugh. They could double down on his nomination. That would also be high risks, which is why they absolutely want to do whatever they can to try and get him onto the court.
Simon Marks speaking to us there from Washington.